TH. So yeah, now I'm sitting here listening to NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte talking about this Rammstein meeting that they have. This is today, 9th of January 2025, and he's saying here
to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs in terms of training, in terms of equipment, to prolong the fight, and to
They should have all the equipment and so on, so to prolong the fight and to prevail. And I'm listening here to two colonels, top military men, one from the US and one from Switzerland, who are talking about this, that, you know, yes, yeah, sure, you can prolong, but you can't prevail. It's just a question of, because they can see reality there. Russia is just far more powerful than Ukraine. And Ukraine, they're seriously losing people. But what's serious to me here, why I stick my nose into it and start talking about this, because I've got other things to talk about than all this, you know, political and warring and this and that. But prolonging the war, and these men, who I find very making very much sense and being very knowledgeable in this field, they're after all military officers on a high level, they make that point, and I've heard them do that through the past year or even years, that yes, as the Swiss general, Swiss officer says, in the summer of 22, Ukraine had basically lost. It was just a question of time. They were obviously outnumbered and outpowered in every way. But that was not the point. The point for the US and for the West is to weaken Russia. They don't care about Ukraine. And as this American leader just put it straight out, even when Ukraine and Russia were just about to sign an agreement, basically declaring Ukraine neutral, Russia would not invade or would withdraw, and there would have been no land taken over by Russia, and they would have stopped it on the condition that Ukraine would, you know, pull their troops away from eastern Ukraine, which is basically mainly Russian populated. Anyway, and then the Western guys came in, Americans and the UKs, saying, no, Ukrainians should fight to the last Ukrainian. And some other leader there in the US put it bluntly that we want to accomplish this, we want to weaken Russia, and we don't want to waste our own soldiers. So it's very practical. Ukraine's, you know, other country soldiers will do the work, so to speak. And Boris Johnson, we can throw in these quotes here that I'm just sloppily paraphrasing them. But there are quotes. The last one, I'm not so sure where I got it, but the last, the one now, Boris Johnson, former UK Prime Minister, said straight out recently that, yeah, it's a proxy war. So, you know, what we can see here, if we open our eyes, and this is what makes it so, how to say, extraordinary and extraordinarily terrible, I would say, that it seems here that Ukraine was simply used by the NATO powers to try to weaken Russia. They had a project, and that was to weaken Russia for their own purposes. Big, you know, international power play going on there. And here you have, you know, BRICS, you have Russia leading position in BRICS. Well, they take turns of being the leading position, but, you know, being friends with China and the other countries over there in the global south, we need to stop them. And that's what it's about. And this NATO Secretary General, he's repeating, as I heard these kind of guys repeat over and over again, this unprovoked invasion by aggression by Russia. Unprovoked. It's just, I don't know how many people now still believe in that. Because once you start, you just look at, as I often mention, Oliver Stone's film Ukraine on Fire, which was made before all this started, and you get the whole, everything explained clearly, the facts on the table. It was as provoked as it could be. And you don't even need to watch movies or read books. Just the very simple fact that back in the 90s, Gorbachev and the Soviets, Russians back then, came forward towards the West in a cooperative way, saying you can have East Germany and, you know, we open up this Soviet Union will not exist anymore, but on one condition, and it is that NATO doesn't move any further east. And now they want to, since 2008, and most probably before that, Western NATO, UK, USA leaders have spoken openly, George Bush among others, that we should have NATO into Ukraine. And that is provoked. That is called provocation. And the Russians said that over and over again. This is means crossing our red line. It's a security risk for us. So, I mean, can we please, you know, all you gentlemen and ladies, I hope you are, who are sitting there in leading positions in the fine suits and dresses there. Can we please skip all that nonsense, lying, blah, blah, blah? I mean, it just won't help. You cannot just talk yourself into another reality than the one that exists. It just gets a little ridiculous, just for your own sake, too. You just make fool out of yourselves. And this act of killing, I think it's about 1 million now, Ukrainian people and Russian people, mainly men, who saw themselves as brothers before, more or less. Killing them, using them to fight your war so you don't need to have your own people dying. It's, I mean, what is going on? And the Russians are saying, you can find quote after quote after quote from Putin and Lavrov and others, that we can stop it any minute. if you just agree that Ukraine will be neutral and no NATO there, and then, you know, leave the people in eastern Ukraine. Now, of course, they've already taken over those areas, but they are still, anyway, Russian, ethnic Russians and Russian-speaking and Russian culture in the eastern Ukraine. So what's the problem if that just now joins Russia? What, you know, you don't have much choice anyway. So it could stop at any, in one day, basically. But the ones that are not ready to negotiate for that are the Ukrainians and the Americans and the, you know, the NATO people, the Western people like that. Hey, we need to wake up now. The Ukrainians are the victims here and not the victims of Russian aggressions, but the victim of Western aggression and exploitation, because they want, you have a whole line of corporations waiting there to just go in to Ukraine and take over the very fertile land and all the facilities they have. They already have industries there and so on. Just the usual same old story of, you know, business as usual. Come on. And we others, it's time we wake up and see reality, what's actually going on in the world, and not just sitting staring like fools on our screens and believing everything we hear from those guys and girls talking like that. And NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, please, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself talking like this. So remote from reality, and then the Ukrainians are dying left and right because of people like you. In the privileged part of the world, living fine there with high salaries and beautiful environment. And the same to Mr. Biden, I don't know where he is, but Mr. Blinken and Mr. Sullivan and those people there who are manipulating the entire world, you know, risking the world security here because of their complete incompetence. So, shame on you. How can you sit there in such positions with such lack of qualifications and act like that? And how can others let them act like that? And I just hope, because it's 11 days left until Mr. Trump takes over, just hope that something changes to the better then. But what do you know? Well, no. The U.S. is burning. Los Angeles. Well, in a way, it's ironic. Maybe if you cease fire over there in Ukraine, you can cease your own fire rather than sending your fire equipment, your firefighting equipment to Ukraine. Obviously, you can see the inadequate, what do you call it? Inadequate. Resources they seem to have. They don't even have water to fight those big fires. Very big fires. So, yes, you Americans, maybe you should just focus on taking care of your own country now. And leaving us others in peace. Okay, you might think you are the leaders and emperors of the world. You are the emperors of the world. But we don't agree with that. We want to prefer to take care of ourselves. And well, money talks, nobody walks, you say. But, you know, sorry, but there's not so much money for you to talk with. It's just hot air coming out of big, smooth-talking American mouths. So anyway, it's just a little Swede sitting here looking at the world from inside, looking out.